This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Music producers are behind-the-scenes creators who make the drumbeat and heartbeat of many experiences we enjoy. That's not limited to concerts or arts shows. Their work gets people hype at sports games, for example. Pro baseball and hockey fans hear versions banged out on an organ at St. Louis games. And then there are instances we get to see producers themselves. This year's Super Bowl halftime show included an appearance by Mustard, an LA native and hip-hop producer who's worked with Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus, and Kendrick Lamar. Another recent moment spotlights who dominates music production and who gets recognition and respect across the board. At the 2025 Grammy Awards, singer, songwriter, and producer Alicia Keys received the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. She dedicated the honor to women music producers and spoke about her own experience in being recognized as a producer.
I always had to fight for a certain level of respect as a songwriter, a composer, and especially a producer. It's strange that we don't think of women as producers like Quincy or Dre or Swizzy. But female producers have always powered the industry. Patrice Rushen, Missy Elliott, Linda Perry, Grimes, Solange, and so many more. We stand together, so it's a beautiful feeling to be acknowledged for the thing I always thought people didn't really recognize about me. This is a beautiful thing. I've been blessed to create with some of the most superpower, groundbreaking risk takers like Taria Joseph, my mama, Ann Mincielli, Desiree Perez, Jody Gershon. They saw in me what I didn't see in myself, and we started She Is the Music to open the doors for other women who didn't get the opportunities or credit they deserve. So this is for all the ladies that know the magic that they bring to the room.
To talk more about that magic and what it's like to produce music in an industry that presents particular challenges to women, including here in St. Louis, we have two guests. First, we have Stacey Reynolds, a.k.a. Volume Speaks. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And we also have Alexis Calhoun, a.k.a. Lexi Beats. Welcome to you as well.
Hi, oh my gosh.
Gosh, it's great to have you both here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So one of the things about that clip we played of Alicia Keys speaking, there are cuts in that clip that go from Alicia Keys to other male producers. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you hearing and watching that volume?
I thought that she really hit the nail on the head. There are so many people that call us female producers, but like you really can just drop the gender out of it because we are just like anyone else, except, you know, we are women. But I feel like with that label, there comes with like stipulations or stereotypes. Mm-hmm. But we make stuff just as hard as the guys do. So
yeah. How about for you, Lexi?
Yeah, I agree. We really should drop the gender on it because we're just as much as a producer, if not more, than the males. Mm-hmm. Probably putting in more work. I think anything that's male dominated, being a woman in it, we have to be overqualified and all of those type of things. So, you know, that comes into it.
Mm-hmm. Now, producing beats, this is something that you both have been doing for some time. Let's start with something that is very basic, even though there was a description sort of in the introduction. Mm-hmm. When people learn that you make beats, how often do you have to explain what a beat is? Lexi?
Yeah, a lot of times people, they try to, like, downplay what I do. Like, they're like, oh, well, do you just, like, you know, make little, like, they like to use the word little a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, you're little, you make your little songs? You're like, no, I'm making actual songs. I'm also an engineer, too, an audio engineer. So I don't just stop at making the beats. I also record people and do all of that, too. So they do come at me like, oh, well, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? Like, I'm actually Pro Tools certified.
Uh-huh.
So those same people, I sometimes have to coach them through what to do in the same session that they came at me like they didn't think I knew what to do.
Yeah. For your part, volume, is there some education you have to do about what a beat is and how it gets made?
For me, I only have those conversations with people that are like outside of the industry or like maybe older. I'll be like, oh, I'm a producer. They're like, okay, what is that? Like, you produce what? So I have to explain, I'm an instrumentalist and person who literally builds the beat from the ground up to provide for other artists that want to make songs. So, yeah.
And your background, I think it's a good place now to hear some of that. You mentioned instrumental.
Yes.
Instrumentalist. And I understand, Volume, that you are a saxophonist for several bands.
Yes.
Is that your primary connection to music? And then how is it that making beats got folded into the work that you do?
Okay. So I kind of have like the stereotypical background. My introduction to music was church.
Okay.
My father was my pastor, and that's where I learned about different aspects of music. He was also a member of the Soul Stirrers, so, like, he sang with Johnny Taylor and Sam Cooke and things like that.
Wow.
So initially, like, my first instrument was my voice, and then it was, like, piano and then drums, but, like, saxophone is what I went to school for and have a degree in. Yes.
And our executive producer plays saxophone as well.
Oh,
he would like
awesome.
To know what sax do you play?
Oh, I play alto and tenor, but I'm working on getting a soprano. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got a thumbs up back there.
Yeah.
Now, Lexi, your background is a little bit different, right? How is it that you started making beats, and what was your relationship to music before the beat making began?
So I love telling this story because I literally am the opposite of her. I don't have any type of music background. My mom did buy me this little keyboard that I could play, but I didn't have lessons or anything. So the way I started was one day I was on Instagram and I was scrolling and one of my followers had made a beat on his phone. And I had to scroll like through like all the comments. It was like 300 comments. I had to figure out what the app was. And it ended up being GarageBand, if you know what that app
right.
is. Yeah, so I got on GarageBand and I got on it and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know any of this. And I just had to get on there and learn. Like, I just was so determined to figure out how to do it that I figured it out. And then I ended up going to EI. Nelly, he had a school downtown for upcoming producers and A&Rs. So I went there and that's where I learned how to be also an audio engineer. And that's where I got more of my knowledge. And then I started competing in Fresh Produce.
Okay,
and that's how I got my run started. But I had to, like, literally learn from nothing. And it was so hard. But I had the hunger. And, like, that just tenacity that drove me to figure out how to do it.
Right, right. So producer Maya Norfleet, you know, has gotten to know both you and your music by way of Fresh Produce's monthly beat battles, and you've just mentioned that, Lexi. And it does seem like there are more women becoming visible in this corner of the music world, you know, here in St. Louis. Before we get any farther and sort of into this larger discussion about challenges you all face as, you know, women music producers, let's hear some of the work that you have done. We're going to start with Volume, one of your pieces, one of your beats, that is, called Champish. And that's Volume Speaks' original beat, Champish. So, Volume, you put winner in this beat's name with champ, and the ish, just to make it very clear, is we're making that radio friendly. It's another word there.
Yeah.
Was this a beat that you made specifically for battle?
Yes, it was. I remember I had lost the December battle in 2018, and I actually got voted in as a crowd favorite to be in the Champ of Champ battle for 2019. And that was back in the day when they asked us to pick a particular sample. And then that's how you had to get through the first round. You had to make that sample and flip it in your own individual way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where I got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is this, as you were making this, it is for the battle, and we were all bumping to this music as it was playing.
You.
Is it one that you would want to have, you know, a lyricist or a singer on?
I mean, no.
No? Okay.
No, honestly, that particular beat, I play it every battle. I feel like it is my, like, battle theme song, so to speak. I kind of go into battle almost with a WWE type of vibe. Like,
this is my
wrestling entrance when I come through the door. Like,
yeah.
This is your introduction to me.
Well, that's very St. Louis as well, given the history with wrestling. And Lexi, one of the beats that you have, we're going to hear, is this one is called You.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one that was played not too long ago. So let's give that a listen. And that is Lexi Beat's track, You.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi, take us behind the scenes a little bit about the production of this beat. How is it that you made this, and what was the inspiration for it?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. So I named it You because this is also a sample beat. I didn't know there was a sample with hers. That's so crazy. You both picked a sample beat for us. So it's a song by Amber Mark. It's called Treat Me Right. You know that song?
Yes.
So in the song. Yeah, I love that song. So like in the chorus, it's like, you tell me all the time. And I love that part of it. So I took the you, when she say you, and I chopped it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like the piano and all that.
That's
the song. So I basically took the song and chopped it up and made another song out of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really add anything in it. That's all of the song.
Yeah.
And I added the only thing I did add was the topper, the like that part to it. But yeah, that came from a whole nother song. I heard that song and I immediately was like, oh my gosh, I have to chop this up. And I just pitched her voice down a little bit. That's why it sounds like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's like, it's pitched down, so that's why it sounds like a guy on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you should, if you ever heard that song, that's where I got it from. The song sounds completely different from the beat.
Right.
And that's what I love about chopping up music, because you can take something and make something completely different from the original copy of it. So, yeah.
And that really sounds like this is part of the artistry that people do not, not only do they not see because producers are behind the scenes, but they also don't appreciate because they don't understand how it's all being put together. And on that note, we're going to take a very quick break. And as we head into that, here's another of Volume Speaks beats titled Strings. We'll be back shortly to continue our conversation about the realities of woman producer life in the St. Louis music scene. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation about what it's like to be a woman music producer in the STL music scene. And we're talking with two guests who have direct experience with that, Lexi Beats and Volume Speaks. Now, before the break, we played Volume, one of your beats called Strings, and there was, You both were reacting to what we're hearing. What's the story we need to know about this?
Okay, so first of all, shout out to Letha the Poet for allowing us to curate the sounds and vibes on her poetry albums.
Yes.
That was actually an instrumental from one of their poetry albums, so I did the majority of the production on it. Mm-hmm. And Lexi did a lot of the mixing, mastering, engineering, and things like that. But the song itself is slightly risque, you know?
It's so, warm-up music, right?
Absolutely warm-up yes. music, yeah. Let's go with that.
Warm-up music for grown folks.
Yes. So,
and you were also saying, Volume, that Lexi has very much to do with the reason you
yes.
would put something like Champ, which we heard together,
yeah.
right, earlier. Tell us about that, too.
Yeah, so, I got introduced to Fresh Produce, I think from word of mouth and, like, social media and things like that. And I was like, okay, but are there any lady producers in there? They're like, you ain't never heard of Lexi Beats? I was like, what? And then I think we linked up on Instagram.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then we
first.
Ended up meeting at FemFest.
Yep.
Shout out to Bates, who is another wonderful Fresh Produce battler. She just did her thing December and January.
Yep.
But yeah, I really got introduced to like battling as soon as like I saw her. I remember being in the Monocle and just
being
in
awe.
RIP to the Monocle that is now called Prism.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember seeing her on stage and just the effects of that, and then hopping into my first battle, which I believe was an all female battle.
Oh, yeah, we did
yes,
have that.
Yes, we did have okay. the all-female battle that was curated by Matt Sawicki and DJ Who and the rest of the Fresh Produce crew. Shout out to them. Thank you so much. But, yeah, like, Lexi was definitely my introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's beautiful. This is why live radio is
that's
wonderful.
My sister in sound, for sure.
Yeah, yes, yeah. We go way back, way, way, way back.
And, Lexi, so as the sort of the senior or sort of mentor in this particular relationship here, what were some of the misconceptions that you had to deal with? I mean, before, and each of you said, you need to drop the gender, but there's a reason all female battles exist,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what have, again, those misconceptions you've had to deal with along mm-hmm. the way, Lexi?
Well, I haven't had too many of them, but they have happened. I have one example. I remember one time I was in this, like, link up, and it was like everybody was trying to figure out how to bounce this audio. Because when you're on Pro Tools, I know people probably listening like, girl, what are you talking about? When you record, to get it to be an MP3, it's certain things you have to do and certain things you have to have checked off. And nobody knew how to do it. And I walked in there and they were kind of like looking at me like, what are you about to do? And I'm like, dude, I'm Pro Tools certified. Like, I know how to do it. So I walked in and did it. And then it's like everybody's perception changed. They was like, oh, well, oh. And it's like, why didn't you have that energy for me at first?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have to prove myself what I can do to get those type of reactions out of people,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like, because why not at first?
Right, right. So the expectation is that
yeah,
you're not going to know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm just a girl, and it's just like, oh, why aren't you in the kitchen? Like, no, I know what I'm doing more than you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I had also heard something about an expectation that you would make beats of a certain kind or sound.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I speak on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of
okay.
course.
Yeah, so I've had issues where I introduce myself as a multi-instrumentalist and a producer, and they're like, oh, so you make, like, R&B beats or, like, pop beats or, like, the little girly beats. And I have to literally, like, tell them and humble them in a way where, no, I'm a 3-time beat battle champion. I've executively produced a couple of albums. I've done multiple collaborations. And I am one of the people to really beat when it comes to, like, Fresh Produce.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just, like, this box where, like, oh, if you're a woman, like, you just make girly beats or R&B beats or the soft stuff. And
yeah.
it's like, no, I can do everything just like everyone else can in regards
yeah.
to production.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you've heard that, too, about the girly stuff?
Not as much.
Okay.
It's just more of like, I don't know. They just underestimate what I can do. They just, it's mm-hmm. like, before, when I tell them, like, yeah, I'm a producer, and they just be like, oh, okay. Then when I play what I do or show them what I do, it's like, oh, you really are a producer. Like, what do you mean? I literally just said I'm a producer. Like, I don't know why I have to prove what I can do or how I can do it. Why don't you just believe me the first time? It's more of that.
Does that play out in how, not just with recognition and respect, but in how you are compensated for the creative labor that you do? Does that come into play as well?
Not so much. Not for me, personally.
I have had some issues with that, where I've been in the studio and, like, I'll get there and a guy will be like, I mean, I can't really pay for this, but, like, you know, like, maybe we can go out or, like, maybe we can chill.
Oh, you mean like that? Yes, like, yes, no. Let me take my answer back. Like, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, like, no.
It's been, like, times where, you know, we'll be in the studio, we'll be working on a song, and sometimes dudes will, like... They'll try to act like they want to work with you, but they really trying to talk to you. So it's like, you know, we get in there and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to work. And I'm like, da da da. And they just be like, oh, well, what's up? Like, I'm like, what you mean, what's up? What's up with this song? Like,
so they're trying to flirt.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
Put diplomatically.
I've actually been asked to leave like a session because, oh, my girls aren't aware here. She can't see you here. Like, that's not okay.
Like, I don't want you.
But I'm here for business. It's like, you're the one that made this, like, personal and unprofessional. I leave. Don't come back.
So what is it then about, you mentioned Sisters and Sound?
Yes.
I love that.
So tell me about what Sisters and Sound is and why it is both necessary and just beneficial.
I'll say this. I think that the producer community here in St. Louis is beautiful. Whenever we link up, whether it be Fresh Produce or just random events and stuff, I don't really hear about no beef, no animosity, no negativity. If I can if I have a question, I know I can. There's so many people I can call. And Lexi and I, like I said, we've been locked in for so long that we're literally family. We know each other's families. We've been over each other's houses. We put in a lot of time in the studio together. We teach each other things. We encourage each other. We go to each other's battles. So I think just having somebody that's in the game that also knows how it goes, but just having that general support is really important.
And do you think that has grown in the last several years, Lexi?
Because me and Volume, she was like one of the first other female producers I knew. Because coming into it, like I said, I had to teach myself. And I really just, like, over the years have grown in a way that I didn't really know I would from when I first started. Like, because, like I said, I didn't have that background. So it's been really organic. So, yeah, it's definitely grown over the years. And dang, I forgot what I was about to say.
Well, if it comes back to you, one of the things that I'm thinking about, because each of you have a very, have a deep connection to Fresh Produce. And that's a place where it is a battle. Over a season's time, and people are coming up on stage. They're also coming in town from other places, too. So I think there's a level of exposure and connection that's important to acknowledge. When you get up there on stage and you come back down, do you find that there are other women who want to know, like, how do I do what you just did?
A lot of times people, you know, they'll come up to me and be like, oh my God, you were so good. And, you know, they'll come and follow me on Instagram and, you know, we'll have conversations like, oh yeah, so I want to start. And I'm very open to helping. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, how do you do this? How do you do that? And, you know, it's been a couple people. I don't know off the top of my head, like, the people names. Their ats, but it's been a couple people that started because they've been like, oh, my God, I love how you did it. How did you do it? And they come back like, yeah, I did this beat. Can you show me how to do this and that? And
And as we close here, Volume, what do you find most exciting about where the music production scene is, you being part of it and others, you know, like Lexi and others being in the mix?
Ask that one more time.
Like, what is most exciting to you?
Oh, what is the different sounds? I think that St. Louis does not have a particular specific sound. Mm-hmm. We are literally a melting pot and a gateway city for sounds, art, media. And honestly, St. Louis has really been running the game very hard the last year between artists like Sexy Red or mm-hmm. SmiNo or... The other gentleman that I can't even remember what the thing he did. It's like
Jordan
Tom
Warrich
or Jordan Ward as well. Yeah. So it's really nice. You know, I'm really excited just about the sounds in general.
Volume Speaks and Lexi Beats are women music producers in St. Louis. Lexi and Volume, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So we're going to close today's show with another song from Lexi Beats. This is Duddy. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Elaine Cha.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.